Track 5, the discovery phase. I can do this. I can take the time needed to reintroduce each eliminated food slowly so I can accurately understand how my body responds. This process will also help me lock in all the positive changes my body has been experiencing from eating more healthfully. My cravings are changing. I crave whole foods that are packed with nutrients. I take a little extra time each day to find fun ways to make my food more flavorful and interesting. With each food I'm testing, I'm easily satisfied. I keep my servings moderate and pay special attention to how my body's reacting. I note my energy, my mental clarity, my digestion, my skin, and my general well-being. During the discovery phase, I weigh daily to see if any food is causing immediate water retention, a sign of my body perhaps having a negative reaction. I start with dairy and then each nut separately and then legumes. If a particular food seems to cause a negative reaction, I choose to remove that food from my diet, not because I have to, but because I want to feel my best. If my body seems fine with an eliminated food, I still pay attention to how much of that food I eat since I want to continue to leave room for all the nutrient-dense foods I was eating during phase one. I also realize healthy foods like nuts are calorie-dense and can add up quickly. As I begin testing grains, I am wise and realize that this is where many cravings and the urge to overeat may reignite. I test one grain at a time and ideally in the healthiest way possible. I choose to eat the healthiest option available and keep my portion moderate. I pay attention to the recommended serving sizes, and I'm learning what a reasonable grain serving really is for my body. Once I test each grain, whether my body likes it or not, I set it aside until all the grains are tested. I continue to note my energy, mental clarity, digestion, possible skin reactions, and my general well-being as I test each and every grain. I save wheat until last, since it has the greatest potential for harm. I ask myself what it is about breads, crackers, and other wheat products that appeals to me. I work on my internal dialogue about these foods so I can rewire my mind and crave those foods my body really needs. With all grains, I'm especially mindful of how many refined carbohydrates my body can handle and still allow me to feel great and lose any excess weight I've been hanging on to. I will refine this even more in the lifestyle phase, but I'm taking the time in this phase to see how my weight, energy, and overall well-being is influenced by grains before I test sugar. Sugar. I realize this so-called food is not a food at all. It can even sometimes act like an addictive drug, causing me to think I want and need it when I really don't. It is my goal to have a healthy sweet tooth that is easily satisfied with fruit or small amounts of honey occasionally. When I test sugar, I know that it will not produce a positive result beyond a short-lived energy burst, followed by a quick energy slump. So my goal is to discover and decide just how rarely I will choose to eat sugar. I want to clearly realize just how profoundly my body reacts when I eat sugar. Every time I choose to eat it, I recall how it decreases my immunity, promotes many diseases, stimulates fat storage, and plummets my energy. That makes it really easy to be quickly satisfied by the smallest of indulgences. I realize that I may need to repeat my elimination and discovery phase several times to fully realize what foods help me lose weight and feel great, and those that hold me back and lessen my overall wellness. The results of my discovery phase will help me design my long-term eating plan as I move into the lifestyle phase of my diet. I'm finding creative and satisfying ways to eat more healthfully for a lifetime.